and whoever the other SMAC folks were. Okay. Hey, Wayne, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. I think we have more than a quorum, and there might be a few latecomers there, but apologies for the technical difficulties on that one. Are you ready to go ahead and get started there?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right.
I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order, Virginia. SMAC meeting. It's going to be kind of difficult for me because I'm out of fun. I can't see everything that's going on. Our business today will be to approve the plan for the oyster harvest season. And I guess the best way to do this will be, I don't know who's exactly here. I heard all some names, but when we in the discussion on this, somebody makes a motion in a second, I guess, Andrew, you'll have to call the name for a yay or nay on, and we'll see if we can go from there. But I think the best way to do it will be to run like we did the last one, let you take it all over and go through your plan and the discussions, and when you get done, then we'll have a discussion.
And unless there's any objections from the committee members, I think that worked out as well as it could last time there. And again, apologies for that. If everyone able to hear all right there? If anyone's having any issues hearing me, just let me know now. But otherwise, we'll go ahead and try to get started here.
Think it would be a good idea for if we're all able, if y'all can't do it, to mute our phones until you're ready for discussion.
Yeah, that would be good there. If everyone could go ahead and put themselves on mute here, and I'll try to pause periodically to let people take themselves on off mute. And with the call-in folks, that's going to be a little trickier. We'll go ahead and leave all the call-in folks off mute who are. If it gets pretty echoey, we might have to mute everybody, but we'll try to do our best there. So if you can try to be good about remembering to put your phone on mute, I think people who are calling in, that should be okay. But we'll try to work it the best we can there.
Should we have some kind of roll call?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll call the roll here, and we'll see who's on there in just a second there. What was that, Jamie? Okay. All right, we'll go ahead, and I think we have one new caller. We'll go ahead and call the roll there. Wayne France, are you here still?
I'm here.
Lake Coward, are you here still? Blake Coward, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay. John D. Maria, are you present? John D. Maria? Dan Dice? Dan, are you on the line there? Can you unmute everyone on the phone there, Jamie? Dan, are you on the line there? Okay. Ernie George, are you still on the line there? Okay. Richard Green, are you online on the call-in? Richard Green?
I'm here.
Okay, Richard Green's there. Jamie, can you mute Shanna? Just try to, if someone's doing feedback, can you unmute him there? Sorry. J.C. Hudgens, are you on the line still there? J.C., are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Andrew?
Yep, we got you. Ben Johnson, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tommy Kellum, are you there?
Present.
Thank you. Beverly, are you there?
Here.
All right. I believe Cody's not going to make it today. Cody Metcalf, are you on the line? They're still dealing with some hurricane cleanup over there, I think. But Don Porter, are you on the line there?
I'm here.
All right. And Jackie Shannon?
I'm here.
All right. Well, we have a quorum there. And again, apologies about the technical difficulties there, but I think we can go ahead and get started. Is that all right with you there, Wayne?
Yeah, go ahead, Ann.
All righty. Can you just mute the callers and leave the other folks to mute and unmute themselves? Is there a way to do that? Okay. Yeah, I have it showed. Okay. There we go.
Hey, Andrew, it's Richard. I don't know if you call my name. I lost
Okay. Hey, Rich. Yep. No, we got you there. Thanks. All right. I'm just trying to get my screen pulled up there. You able to see that okay there, Jamie? All right, let me switch display settings. It should go there in a minute. Okay. All right. So I sent out that season there, proposed 2020-2021 harvest season. I've gotten some feedback on it, but before we get into that, I wanted to go over two things relatively quickly and get some feedback from the committee. I sent these slides out about two proposed Hantong areas, one in the Coratomin. I'm going to pull that up here. You can see this is the upper portion of the Coratomin River. There's some public ground up there, and we were proposing to allow a limited just Hantong only in this area of public ground in the Coratomin, and as well as this, all of the public ground in the Coratomin. There's been some talk about folks wanting to go up there. I know there's been some concern about previous hand scrape seasons that we've had in there with the amount of public ground or private ground and the resources on there, but I wanted to just stop here and folks who have ground in the area sort of see what their comfort level is with this in terms of having those areas open to harvest, and if there's a particular spot where the upper end of that line would want to be. I wouldn't want to bring it any lower than that. That gets into sanctuary area or the scrape area there further down the Coratomin. But I just wanted to stop there. I'll pull up a bigger map here in a minute that should show all the proposed harvest areas in the Coratomin and the Rappahannock River that would be opened up this year. But that area going up towards between Christchurch and Mary Point there, the public ground of the Coratomin, I have it right now as potentially all of that being open, but I just wanted to see what what the committee thought, particularly on that, or if that line should be brought down a little bit further.
Andrew?
Go ahead, Tommy.
I would be more in favor of selected rocks, the actual rocks that we know that there be an open, as opposed to a blanket opening. As you can see, it touches private ground all the way around that entire portion. And other than middle ground, there's, you know, none of that area has been planted on the public for years. And I would rather see you do a quick survey and actually open specific rocks as opposed to just a blanket opening. And we also would have to address those condemnation lines up there as you get up the river as well.
Yeah, no, agreed. We can put this in sort of as a placeholder, and if we don't get out and have time before the commission meeting to take a look at these individual areas, we can kind of take this off the table. So it's just we don't have a good idea of exactly how much is out there, and I understand those concerns, and there's no point in having ground opened up that isn't particularly going to be productive and just is asking for reaching to where they might not want to be reaching. But we can look at that. Are there any other thoughts from the committee on that?
I would not be opposed to going on and putting middle ground on. I mean, we know exactly what the markings of that rock is based on what you planted, and I would be in favor of open and middle ground, irregardless of whether you are able to get out and survey or not.
Okay. Are there any other we can carve that out, and I just wanted to put this up now just to sort of see what the thoughts were, but I think that is a reasonable way to go forward there and pencil in middle ground and potentially add to it, but not have this whole polygon. Are there any other thoughts on that?
Andrew.
Go ahead there, Wayne.
Yeah, would we need a motion on that, or will that just be a part of the whole package for the year?
I think we could take a motion on just middle ground and take that as a motion, and then if you want, Tommy, you could add that any other ground that is deemed to have viable oyster resource, if it's able to be surveyed before the start of the oyster season, or something along those lines.
I would move to that, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion. Do we have a second on that?
I'll second it, Andrew.
Was that? I heard Don the loudest there as a second.
Yeah.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Thank you. Andrew, is there any discussion? Have you decided on when you would want it open?
That would be, I can pull that up right quick here. Let me shoot to it. That area.
No, I can't see.
Okay. That would go in line with the other Hantong areas from October to December.
Okay.
Is there
okay, I guess is there any other discussion? If not, we'll entertain a vote, I guess. I guess, Andrew, you'll have to call the roll for the vote.
I could do that there. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'll call the roll. I'll start from the bottom here, work way up to the chairman. I think that's how we normally do it there. Jackie Shannon? She might be on mute there. Hey, Jackie, are you on there?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I'm in favor.
You're abstaining?
In favor.
In favor, okay. Don Porter?
In favor.
Cody Matcalf is absent. Beverly Ludford?
Yes.
Tommy Kellum?
Aye.
Ben Johnson?
Aye.
J.C. Hudgens?
Yes.
Rich Harding?
Aye.
Richard Green?
In favor.
Ernie George?
Yes.
Dan, are you with us there? Dan Dice on the phone? No. John DeMaria is absent. Blake Cowart? Blake Cowart?
Yes. Aye.
All right. And Wayne France?
Aye.
Okay, I have that unanimous there. Okay.
All right. Good, Andrew. I guess proceeding on with your presentation.
Thank you. The next area that we had sort of just started to touch on towards the end of the last meeting was a proposed Hantong area in the York River. And I've talked to a couple folks offline about this and broached the subject a little bit there and included these slides in your packet there. I think there's sort of two options for, well, really three options for the York River. Is we could leave it unchanged, so keep this whole area that's seen in highlighted in yellow open to hand scrape for the month of February after being open to Hantong. So do a Hantong first and then hand scrape season. Or there is another option where I don't know if folks on the phone, they can't see it, but folks who are on the online meeting can see this red line that basically trims off Aberdeen Rock, which is the much skinnier, shallower portion of this area, and would make that a Hantong only season. And the area below that, so Page's Rock, this wider area, it's a little bit deeper, would be a hand scrape only area. So instead of doing hand tonging in one area and then coming behind with scrape, it would split this area in half. There's a couple reasons why that could be a good idea. Is Aberdeen is very shallow. It's one of the very tricky areas to plant, particularly with larger barges. The other area is just as good. It's just a little wider and a little deeper and a little easier to plant. And again, this would be given, it wouldn't be hand tongers coming in before scrapers. It would be, you know, a scrape only area and a hand tong only area. So that's one thing to consider, is having this line drawn there and sort of basically leaving everything else alone. You know, this area below the line downriver would stay in the normal rotation. Depending on how things looked, this area upriver could potentially be open, you know, outside of that rotation, maybe annually or biannually, to hand tonging. So that's one possibility, is to split it up that way. And with that, I wanted some input from the committee members. Is there some more public ground again above Aberdeen Rock? There's a smaller piece off Claybank here. It's a little bit deeper, and you know, we've taken a few dredge samples here and there. There are some oysters there. It's also close to some private ground. So we could look at potentially adding this small piece. It's, you know, it's a little bit sandier. It's probably not as good as areas that have been planted recently. We could look at having it open, or potentially look at putting this line on the map potentially this year, but not having stuff open up here until maybe we move some stuff up there later in the year. So there's this piece of public ground. And again, there's another long strip that goes almost all the way up to West Point. Again, it's very close to a lot of private ground. So it runs all the way from there, sort of Claybank, all the way up past Bellevue there. And you know, again, this is an area that we've sampled with on our dredge survey, but we haven't done a lot of patentong surveys up there, and it's patchy and there's some good spots, but again, it's close to a lot of private ground, when also the private ground is close to this public ground, so it is a little bit of a two-way street. But again, this would be potentially additional areas opened up just to hand tongs, and you know, we could hold off on this for this year, or look at this you know, when we have a little bit better information, or we could kind of draw that line on Aberdeen Rock this year and split up that season. So I just wanted to stop there and see what the input was from the committee on that.
Does anyone have anything
they'd
like to say on Andrew's comments?
Well, I'm thinking Aberdeen Rock and Bell Rock would be good, just to keep those two permanent for hand-tonging. Bell Rock being the rock that's all the way up the river towards West Point. And maybe keeping our Page's Rock for hand scraping.
Anybody else have any comments?
What about Claybank, Richard?
Claybank, that'd be a good hand tonging area. That's basically Aberdeen where that rock turns around there.
Andrew, what kind of time frame would you consider opening this for hand tong?
Well, if we split it up into separate areas there, we could have the York River hand tong area. So that could include Aberdeen and those other areas, Bell Rock and Claybank, and I have that proposed at in December and January. And right now I do have Area 1, which would include Page's Rock, opened up to hand-tonging in October and November. So we could still allow hand-tonging there first and then hand-scrape, or we could, you know, adjust it. But that would be the decision there, would be to allow hand-tonging first and then hand-scraping behind, or we could adjust that hand-tong area there and make that in the months of October and November. So right now I have Area 1, October and November, and that hand-tong area followed in December, January, and February, with hand-scrape coming behind in Area 1 in February.
Any other discussion on it? If not, I think we'd be ready for a motion on it.
Hey.
Do we need more discussion, or somebody ready to make a motion?
I'll go with the motion that Andrew, the last, what he said would be, you know, for hand-tonging on Page's Rock and scraping afterwards. Would they be keeping Aberdeen, Claybank, and Bell Rock strictly for hand-tonging? Was that part of it?
That's correct.
Andrew?
Go ahead, Tommy.
Would you be specific to just Bell Rock, or are you talking that whole area?
I think it would be specific to Bell Rock. I mean, again, most of that area, there's not a lot there. We do know that there's some up there at Bell Rock. So we could cut out just that upper portion up towards West Point. I'm more comfortable with that smaller piece that's sort of the top of Aberdeen there at Claybank, but not that whole piece in the middle that's up against everyone's private ground necessarily.
And that's the motion we're discussing now.
That's my understanding. Is that right, Richard Green?
Yeah, if I'm understanding you right, that you're saying Aberdeen, Claybank, and maybe Bell Rock is going to be strictly hand-tonging. Is that right? Did I hear that right?
That's correct.
And Faces Rock is going to be hand-tonging, and then it's going to be scraping, hand-scraping.
That's correct.
That's good, yeah. Yeah, I'll set the motion. Did somebody second the motion?
This is going to do. See, I'll fucking motion.
All right, I think we have a motion and a second. More discussion on it? Andrew, I have a question. If you're going to make this a hand-tong area only, would it be open annually, or would it be in some kind of rotation?
I think, again, that we would try to get out this spring and resurvey it and see what it looks like and, you know, take this plan back to this committee during our proposal replenishment season when we're talking about planting stuff and sort of see what it looks like. And if we move any seed up there, it might be a good spot for some of that mobjack seed. So I think we could make that determination on how often it's open and how long it's open after the season. But I think it would be a possibility to have it open more frequently than never or every 3 years.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan, a good idea. All right, we have a motion and a second. If there isn't any more discussion, you could call the roll, please.
Okay, Jackie Shannon?
Aye.
Jackie Shannon, okay. Don Porter?
Aye.
Cody is absent still. Beverly Ludford?
Aye.
Tommy Kellum?
Aye.
Ben Johnson?
Aye.
J.C. Hutchins?
Aye.
Rich Harding?
Aye.
Richard Green?
Aye.
Ernest George?
Aye.
Dan, are you still there? Are you there from Tangier? John DeMaria, still absent. Lake Cowart?
He texted Andrew. He's off. They're having a terrible thunderstorm there.
I got you. It just started raining here. Okay. Wayne France?
Aye.
All right. That was unanimous for the folks that are here. Okay. So I guess I have this next slide pulled up. This is there anything else there, Wayne, or you ready to move on?
You go out for it.
All right. So I have the season that was sent around, and I'm realizing now that what you're seeing here is what I sent around. The only change on here that I want to note is this was what you're seeing there is what I sent around, but the Pocomoke Area 1, that actually should be reading Pocomoke and Tangier Area 2. So that was the area that was just a carryover from last year. So that's the only difference is Area 2 should be, Area 1 that shows up there in the Tangier Pocomoke Sound should be reading Area 2. So that was just a typo on our part. But I'll run through this for the folks on the phone, and then we can open it up for discussion and go from there. Does that work for everybody?
That's good.
Okay, so this has those changes that were just voted on in there. Just the York River area, Hantong area, and the Coratomin, just so folks know, that would be as we voted on just now. But for I'll run through it by area there. So for the James River, the clean coal and the seed areas would run from October through April. The hand scrape areas, the lower areas, that area would be open to hand tonging only in October, followed by a 3-month hand scrape season. All the lower areas from November through January, followed by, if folks want to, a hand tong season for those all areas there in February. If there's anything that folks still want to work at there. For the seed oysters, a change from last year is we were very close to meeting or exceeding our seed quota last year, with almost all of that staying in state. And also that resource is starting to recover enough where it may be hard to justify keeping that closed to out-of-state harvest. So out of a concern for the resource and fairness to all harvesters, having that area stay closed to seed harvest in October, but open to seed harvest from November through May, as it has been, that seed quota would remain at 120,000 bushels, split 40,000 in the fall, and the remainder there in the spring. For the York River, I would have Area 1 open to hand tonging there October and November, so Page's Rock. And then the newly voted in SMAX approved York River hand tong area open, which would include Aberdeen Rock, Bell Rock, and Claybank from December through February. York River Area 1 Pages would be followed by a February hand scrape season. Melford Haven there off Gwen's Island would remain the same as last year. The hand tong season there would run from December through February. Deep Rock area in the Chesapeake Bay off Gwen's Island at the mouth of the Rappahannock would keep the same patent tong season from December through February. The Rappahannock River, Area 1, would be open to patent tongs only in November. It would be closed in December and January, and then open to patent tong for the month of February. Area 6 and 7 would alternate, with Area 6 starting to be open in November. Area 7 open in December, back to Area 6 in January, and then back to Area 7 for February for hand scrape only. Area 9 in the upper Rappahannock would be open, as it was last year, to hand tong from October through December. The Coratomin hand tong area, which would just include middle ground and any other ground that we're able to survey and determine has a viable resource, from October through December for hand tong only. The Great Wicomico Area 2, which is the lower portion there further out down in the mouth, would be open to hand scrape from December through January. Blackberry Hangs out there in Chesapeake Bay would be open the month of October to patent tong only, followed by a hand scrape season in February. The Little Wicomico, there's a small area there that's been open for a while. Just a hand tong, again, that area would stay open from October through December for hand tong only. The Cone River, which was the first area that we planted with seed on that 3-year rotation, those areas that were planted with seed would open back up, and the areas that we had opened that weren't very productive would not be open this year, so it would just be a Big Bar and Honest Point there in the Cone, those areas, which we're looking very good. Hopefully this rain isn't doing too much to them. Would be open from October through December. Yukamako areas would, the areas that were planted with seed would stay closed, but public grounds 8, 100, 107, 112 would be open for that 3-month season again. The Namanai, which isn't on there, that tributary would stay closed as the areas were planted with seed this year. For the Tangier Pocomoke Sound, this should read Area 2 would stay open to dredging only from December through February. Tangier Area 2 would be the same season from December through February. Pocomoke Sound, Areas 9 and 10, so those are the areas off Saxis and the upper Pocomoke right along the Maryland-Virginia border, would be open to 2 months of hand-tonging in December and January, followed by 1 month of hand scrape in February. The seaside of the Eastern Shore would be open to by hand only in the intertidal areas from November through March, and by hand tong in the subtidal areas for that same period. And harvest would end at noon in November and also in February. And the only other change in terms of vessel or bushel limits was I have proposed a 14 bushel per person hand tong limit with a vessel limit of 28. So last year there was no vessel limit and the limit was 12. So that's a change from last year, is the per person limit for hand tong goes up by 2 bushels, but we institute a vessel limit of 28. And that would be the draft proposed season for this year. Go ahead and open it up to discussion there or any questions.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. That was a good presentation. We'll open the floor up for any discussion on the proposal now. Andrew, JC.
Go ahead, JC.
In the James River for November hand scrape, will that end at noon also, both of those, Area 1, 3, and 2?
That's correct, yep.
All right.
Andrew?
Yeah, go ahead, Tommy.
Would you consider, or would staff consider, deep rock for patent tonguing in February when Area 1's open, and reopening deep rock in March?
I would open that up to discussion, but I do have some concerns about even with patent tongs, any kind of standalone areas out there like that. I'd just be a little nervous about having anything, even just for patent tongs, hanging alone out there like that. And that would be a little bit of a pretty big change for some of the folks who are used to that sort of 3-month season out there. So I'd express those concerns on a staff level from the resource, but would open that up for any other comments from the committee members.
Hey, Andrew, it's Richard Hardy.
Go ahead, Rich.
What about Area 1 that's patent tong in November, and he also had Area 6 hand scrape? Well, Area 6 is good as it was last time it was open. I doubt anybody would have patent tong. What do you think about maybe splitting that up? Having patent tong Area 1 the last 2 weeks in November, but opening up the first 2 weeks in March. What does staff and the panel think about that?
There any comments from the committee on that?
would, this is Tommy, I would be supportive of that suggestion.
Would you go over that again, Andrew?
I think what was proposed was to have, was it the second 2 weeks in November there, Rich?
Yes, sir. The second 2 weeks opened in November. It opened the first 2 weeks in February, and March.
And then have the second 2 weeks in March, Area 1? Or the first 2 weeks in March, Area 1?
That's correct.
Okay.
You're basically flip-flopping 2 weeks from November to February, is that correct?
To March.
I mean to March, that's right.
Okay.
That'll work.
I think that possibly I am a little concerned about that hanging out there like that with all the hand scrape areas closed and nothing else open except for hand tongs there. You probably are accurate that there's not going to be much pressure on that area in November. But is there any other discussion on that from the committee or? Does that want to be made in a motion there or anything?
I would make a motion and as a comment to your, or I guess a reaction to your comment, Andrew, we're still, even if, you know, if anybody, everybody patent tongs that's capable of patent tonging, you still have alleviated a tremendous amount of pressure with no hand scraping in Area 1, and that being one of the best rock in the Rappahannock, I still have a tremendous concern that we lose a lot of larger oysters that don't get caught and die before we get back to harvest again. So I think this is an ordinary area when you talk about the pressure of patent tonging versus what it has and what it would be if it stayed in the traditional rotation that it's been in for the last 20 years.
Now, I understand that, and here's a possible alternative that might work out, because I guess one of the other concerns is that if you do get some folks, I know it's not a big deal to change from hand scrape to patent tong there, but if you're moving to a hand scrape area up there in Area 6, from, you know, let's say you go patent tong in there and Blackberry hangs, patent tong drops off for 2 weeks. You got to move all the way up to Area 6, and then I don't think you're going to move back down to Area 1 for patent tonging. So given that the committee doesn't feel that there's going to be a lot of harvest pressure there in November, would you be comfortable with leaving that November season as is and just extending the patent tong season by 2 weeks in Area 1 into March? So the first 2 weeks of March, so you actually have a 2 months and 2 week long season there, but everything else stays unchanged.
Based on the historical production of that area, I would be in favor of that.
Richard Hart here. I'm also in favor of that.
JC, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. You know, the more I think about it, taking 2 weeks off in November, you know, with only the blackberry hangs in October for patent tonging, that's probably not the best thing to do for that area. So that would be great. That would be even better. So we'd have the whole month of November and the month of February, and then add 2 weeks for the first 2 weeks of March. Is that correct, Andrew?
Yep, and that would really give you an idea of how many people are actually going to go patent tonging if there's nothing else available, which would be good information for all of us to have, too. And again, I think that 2 weeks, given that it's not going to be scraped on afterwards this year, it's not going to hurt it anymore. And like you said, we can always go back to the rotation or change things next year. So I think I'd be comfortable with just that extension there just into March by 2 weeks if the committee is in favor of that.
Okay, yep, I
can
see that.
I'm in favor. I would move to that.
Okay, can I just clarify that for everyone there, make sure we got that right? So the motion was for the Patentong season in Area 1 of the Rappahannock to run the month of November, closed in December and January, and open from February for the first 2 weeks in March. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Ask Ernie, Andrew,
what do you
think?
Can you unmute Ernie if he's on there?
I don't know. It sounds all right to me, but that's going to put a lot of strain on it, I think. But, you know. I don't know. I think it'll be all right. It's a big area.
Probably not going to get much work done in February anyway. It might not hurt it.
No, I said the weather will get the best of it, but that 2 weeks could really hurt it too. You know, I don't know. But I'll go along with it.
I mean, I'm more comfortable with that leaving it as is. So if you want to make a counter motion, I'm okay with that, and we could let the committee decide between leaving it or extending it. And I would leave it up to you on that 2 weeks. And like you said, I think it would go. There is a chance that it could be, get worked pretty hard there, but there is a chance it might not be, and we'll have a good idea one way or another. But if the committee wants to vote either way, I would. Go with the committee's recommendation on that 2 weeks in March.
Yeah, I think Tommy made a motion on it, but I don't know if we had a second on it, and we discussed it. If somebody wants to change their motion, if it's all right with Tommy, or we can go with Tommy's motion, but we need a second on that.
I'll second it.
Who is it?
I think the motion was, could you go over it again, please?
The motion was for Area 1 to be open to Patentong for the month of November, the month of February, and the first 2 weeks of March.
Okay, thank you.
And who was the second there?
There was a second.
Ernie
second. Further discussion, please. If there is no further discussion, I guess, Andrew, you can call the roll and we can vote.
Okay. Jackie Shannon?
Aye.
Don Porter?
Aye.
Cody, I believe, is still absent. Beverly Ludford?
Aye.
Tommy Kellum?
Aye.
Ben Johnson?
Aye.
J.C. Hudgens?
Aye.
Rich Harding?
Aye.
Richard Green?
Aye.
Ernie George?
Aye.
Dan, are you there? Dan is still absent. John D. Maria, still absent. Lake Cowart, is it still raining? And Wayne France?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay, so that was unanimous for Area 1 season November
February and the first 2 weeks of March open to Patentong only. Okay. Is there any other discussion on the season as a whole? Jamie, do you have that the Excel sheet?
Okay. Andrew, it's Ben Johnson.
Hey, Ben, go ahead.
Yes, sir. The only issue I have is with the seed area being closed the month of October, and I know you said it was close to the quota. But with the restrictions put on leaseholders for production and seed planting and culch and the rest to take 1 month of opportunity away, I see that as an issue.
You know, I understand there, I guess. I just have a concern about I don't think we're going to be able to recommend that these areas stay closed to out-of-state harvest. So that's just my concern is that, I understand your concern about the month of October there and those conditions, but it's I have a little bit of concern about how quickly some of that harvest may leave in October. That last time the area was open to out-of-state seed harvest in October, we went over our fall quota and had to close early there. So that's a possibility even in November, but I just wanted to let folks know about that. And I'd be glad to hear from any other folks about their thoughts in October, but that is one of those important resources, and we may have to make the call again about closing an out-of-state harvest if that does happen. We can do that if need be, depending on how things look there after an October season. So that is another option to look at. But is there any other discussion on that?
Andrew, this is Tommy. I would agree with Ben's comment, and I would be more in favor of looking at closing the out-of-state harvest and looking, you know, monitoring the quota. If you'd have to shut it down halfway through November. There are some folks that move within the river in the month of October, and I think it would support them if you think that's reasonable.
Okay. So the committee knows, I did talk to Cody there and the committee there, and I believe they move a fair amount within the river, and he was okay with that October seed season not being there. Just so the committee is aware, I don't want to say that that's his official call, but that's what our conversations this afternoon included that. And he did express that he was okay with this season as proposed. So I just wanted to let the committee know about that.
Andrew, if I can make one more comment.
Absolutely, Ben. Go ahead.
If me as the in-state leaseholders have been burdened with the new regulations or what is the potential new regulations, if someone's going to suffer the burden of not being able to get seed, then I would say that should definitely fall on the out-of-state people, not the in-state people.
Yeah, no, I understand there. I guess I just we can't the way the law and the code are currently written, that we have to make that determination on out-of-state harvest based on impact to the resource. So we can't close it just because we want to. So we still have to see and actually be able to quantify an impact. But I understand where you're coming from there.
And I understand that, and we're also working on a quota that was an arbitrary number.
When that quota was initially established, we don't need to get into that all now, but that was established based on the entire seed area and the amount of shell that it produced in a given year. So it was a science-based number, I guess, that level of harvest, if spread out over a certain area, would be possibly manageable, but if focused on one area, it might not be. So it isn't completely arbitrary, but it isn't fully science-based, so that's correct.
any further discussion? Except he would like to do.
Is there, sorry, say that again, Wayne?
I said if there's no more discussion, we will accept a motion on the plan, or if anybody wants to make it work. But we're going to need the motion for discussion.
Is there any motion to change anything else there?
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a motion to open that seed season in October.
We have a motion to open the seed season in October. Yeah.
I would second that with the with amendment if the proposer is accepting of it to go with October and monitor the harvest in the event that we need to close it to out of state, or we'll meet the first half quarter that it's closed.
That's fine with me, Tommy.
All right, we have a motion and a second, Mr. Cullum. Could you repeat that for everyone, Andrew, so we kind of understand?
Yeah, I believe the motion would be to leave the seed oyster area open to harvest for seed oysters for the traditional seed season from October through May. As opposed to the proposed, which is November through May. Is that correct, Ben?
That's correct. With Tommy's amendment to monitor it and determine whether he could explain it better than I could.
I got you. I just wanted to add on to that amendment or make a comment on that from a staff perspective. Is we are planning on doing a survey this year. So we're able to get back out and do that. But our survey is going to be more time intensive because due to COVID-19 restrictions, we're going to have to be working with a smaller crew. So our ability to get back out and quickly survey these areas is going to be more limited than it has been in the past. So I don't know that staff could support that amendment at this time. I would be... I don't think staff would be in favor of that October area. I think out of an abundance of caution to the most valuable resource the state of Virginia oyster industry has, I don't think staff could support at this time that October season. I'd be a little cautious about that. So if the SMAC wants to make that a recommendation, I'd be glad to present that to the commission. But I don't think at this time that staff would be able to support that October season just for those concerns that I laid out there with the ability to resurvey those areas in a timely enough manner to make that call to determine if there's an impact to the resource before it continues to go out of state. So given that we can't make that call arbitrarily and it has to be based on our survey, it would be problematic to make that call in the fall. I mean, we might want to give ourselves that month of October to finish our regular survey work, and then we'd have more time to make that determination later in the year without impacting other areas that we're monitoring. So I just wanted to make that caveat.
Thank you.
I think Wayne was breaking up there, but I think I was going to call the roll there on that October season. Jackie Shannon?
Aye.
You're in favor of that? Okay. Don Porter? Cody, are you there? You think still absent there? Beverly Ludford?
No, opposed.
Opposed? Tommy Kellum?
Aye.
Ben Johnson?
Aye.
J.C. Hudgens?
Aye.
Richard Harding?
Aye.
Richard Green?
Aye.
Ernest George? I believe, Dan, are you still absent? Dan Dice? No. John D. Maria, are you absent? Is Lake back on the line there? Wayne France?
Opposed.
And Jackie Shannon, did I catch you right there? You were breaking up a little bit. Were you for or against additional seed harvest in October?
For.
Okay, so that was two opposed, and it looks like everyone else there is in favor. So the split SMAC recommendation, which I will bring to the commission, is going to be for an October seed harvest season. Okay. Was there any other discussion on the season there? Or anything else, Wayne?
I'll just say, maybe if there's anything else you want to bring up about this season and the presentation Andrew has made, bring it up now, or I'll ask for a motion to accept.
Andrew.
Go ahead, Don.
I got a question on 9 and 10. Are both of those going to be open up at the same time, or are you going to do it 2 weeks like you did the last time?
They'd be open concurrently there. So the same time in February with a close at noon.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that this proposed plan be approved.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve the plan. Do we have a second?
I second it.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second to accept the plan. We have redrawn it to the commission. If you could, would you call it roll, please?
Okay, if you want, I can pull up that season there as we propose. I think we have that ready there. Or, okay, that's all right there. So, no, that's all right. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the roll there. So I just want to go over the amendments to the as proposed there. So that was an October season for seed oysters and the two-week extension in Area 1. And I'll go ahead and call the roll there. Jackie Shannon? Can you share that screen? You should be able to. Here, you see the little arrow right there next to the phone? Yep. Sorry, we're just trying to pull that up so folks can see it. Share. Yep. You want to do share screen, not share file. There you go. Okay, so Jamie's got the two, if you're on the screen, the two highlighted areas there in red. And those would be the changes there for this proposed season. So I'll go ahead and call the roll there. Jackie Shannon was... Go ahead, Jackie. Jackie, are you there? It was to accept the season as proposed with the two amendments.
Thank you. Hi. Okay.
Don Porter?
Aye.
Cody is still absent. Beverly Ludford?
Aye.
Tommy Killam?
Aye.
Ben Johnson?
Aye.
J.C. Hudgens?
Aye.
Rich Harding?
Aye.
Richard Green?
Aye.
Ernie George?
Aye.
Dan, are you still there? Nope. Okay. DeMaria, John DeMaria? Blake Cowart?
Blake
Cowart. Aye. Aye, okay. Stop raining on you over there.
Finally has, but no electricity.
Oh, man. Wayne France?
Aye.
All right. There we go. Are there any other items for discussion there or anything else you got for us, Wayne? I want to thank everyone for braving bad weather and traveling on the road and participating in this meeting, and I appreciate all your input, and again, apologies for the technical difficulties there in the beginning, and I'm looking forward to doing this in person again one day, hopefully soon, but thank you all.
Thanks for using WebEx. Visit our website.